Today marks 5 years since the start of the deadliest and most destructive wildfire in California's history. The campfire killed 85 people in Butte County and destroyed most of the town of Paradise. Of the nearly 19,000 structures that burned in and around it, more than a couple thousand have been rebuilt. The pandemic put a pause on construction, but more homes are on the way. It's been a long journey for residents, and Here and Now's Ashley Locke tells us how young people there are coping.
I will never forget how my stomach sank when I first visited Paradise, California in 2019, a few months after the campfire. Jess Mercer, a local artist who works with kids, drove me around the community.
There's a car flipped over.
I see black, I see brown, I see some daffodils, but I see nothing but destruction in a standstill.
Today, 5 years later, she says life isn't at a standstill anymore. Students are in school and some businesses are back open.
In recovery, we always view it as a race, and I see it more as a consecutive amount of marathons that get ran differently in different paces. And so in a nutshell, I would say that our community is triumphantly recovering with quite a distance to go.
Mercer is now a trauma specialist who works with children from kindergarten to 12th grade. She says some days kids are okay and other days they aren't. She's noticed how trauma is surfacing in different ways for them.
I had a kid the other day that looked at me and kind of gave me a weird look as an animal ran outside. And I was like, look at that. And they were like, oh yeah, I'm surprised the animals came to live here after everything burned.
It's common for people to have mental health challenges like depression up to 10 years after a fire. Research published in the journal Behavioral Science also reveals the experience can be harder on kids. Mercer works with young people to process their grief through art. One piece illustrates the anger and sadness they feel after losing everything. It's plastered with fake $100 bills. Descriptions of what students lost efface it in blue and white paint. Those descriptions struck Melissa Crick deeply.
Some of the words on that piece were everything, my grandmother, my pets, my community, friends, neighbors, the bike path. So many local things.
Crick is the board president of the Paradise Unified School District. She was so moved by the artwork, she bought it to display at a local high school. She's been noticing, even with her own kids, how good they are at masking the depth of their emotional needs. But this summer, when they heard about another big fire thousands of miles away on Maui,
a lot of our young folks felt immediately overwhelmed and just sort of took them right back to those early days of the fire. And then there was an overwhelming response of outreach and support from our youth. Our first home football game, they created t-shirts that said, from one paradise to another, we love and support you. They sold those t-shirts and other merch items at the game to raise funds.
Brooke Gordon is one of the young people who organized help for kids in the town of Lahaina. She's 15 years old and goes to Paradise High School. Her family lost their home in the campfire, and it took months before they could find a new one. So she knows what it's like to start over.
When the fire comes up, I don't get agitated or upset. The fire was definitely a speed bump in my life, but after the fire, it had lots of changes, all for the better.
She and her peers want to take a trip to connect with students in Lahaina and give them hope. Jess Mercer can relate to the duality of moving forward with a positive attitude while remembering the horrors of what Paradise went through.
Every day I think about the kid that heated their Thanksgiving meal on a car engine, or the day after the fire and it rained, which was so dumb. I was down at the Walmart parking lot and people were on pallets in tents, and I held a hairdryer on a baby to keep them warm.
Those initial harrowing days of improvising solutions are long gone. But as the community marks 5 years since the campfire, people there know recovery could take a while. Melissa Crick is still housing displaced people on her property.
I think collectively the community is realizing that we're looking at 20 or more years before we're at a place where we can say we have recovered.
Relief money continues to trickle in for campfire survivors through the North Valley Community Foundation. The nonprofit has been key in organizing local recovery efforts. It's issued hundreds of grants totaling nearly $64 million. Organizers say they plan to continue to aid in the recovery process, but after this year, that funding will run out. In the meantime, Jess Mercer is helping kids in Paradise thrive as they continue to heal. Jeremiah Cooper is in second grade at Paradise Ridge Elementary. He says Mercer taught him what to do when he has big emotions.
Like, if I'm angry or something, I can just stand for a second and count down from 10.
His grandparents lost their home in the fire, so he and his parents moved back to Paradise to help them get back to some sort of normal, one day at a time. Now, Jeremiah is just glad to be enjoying the little things, like riding his bike and soaking up the beauty that makes the small town of Paradise, Paradise.
When you wake up and you go outside, like, you don't just have to, like, go outside and there's a bunch of honking and buzzing and stuff. When you go outside, it's just peaceful.
For Here and Now, I'm Ashley Locke.